Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Shaw, the astrologer from the National Enquirer and Soap Opera Digest, and I have some predictions for you today. First of all, I want to say there is some relief coming. We just need to get through the next 2 weeks. So I want everybody to practice patience, keep your vibration high, and stay safe and calm. But if you have a birthday from January 10th through the 20th or July 11th through the 23rd, the entire month will be a little crazier for you than most people. Again, practice patience and do not put a lot on your plate right now. We have the lunar eclipse coming up on the 4th of July. Capricorn moon will oppose the United States sun sign at 13 degrees. If you're in the Eastern time zone, the eclipse is going to appear around 12:45 a.m. on July 5th. And if you follow me at all, I am concerned about this cosmic energy for the 4th of July. This is a very difficult eclipse for our country. Jupiter and Pluto are in the mix, creating a lot of extremes in behavior. I've warned a lot of people of riots and attacks and a lot of crazy things happening on or around this time. Destruction and problems could happen in some of the major cities. I'm also seeing over the course of the next week or so some restrictions in travel to certain countries, and even some states may close their borders to travelers and non-residents, or they may require you to quarantine for an extended period of time. I am encouraging you to stay close to home if you can between now and the middle part of July, and maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am, but it's better to be safe than sorry. On July 8th, I want you to be cautious of what you post on Facebook or social media, especially on this day. You may mean well, but you could be open to attacks from people who don't see your point of view. Be careful with your words when you're around folks, too. Mercury squares Mars on July 8th, so you don't want to talk politics or religion by any means today. And if you're born around June 27th, December 27th, March 27th, or September 28th, you need to be extra careful with what you say on July 8th. It could be held against you. Now on July 12th, we have a beautiful day. The sun is going to trine Neptune. This is a good time to put on some good music, enjoy some art, some great food, and spend some time in nature. All of that should be part of your plans. It's going to be a truly lovely day for many people if they stop to take the time and smell the roses. Now, also on July 12th, Mercury is going to go direct and life is going to start moving forward. On July 14th and 15th, people are going to start talking again rather than fighting. And this brings me to hope that the riots and the protests will start to die down, at least for a little while. I think it's important that we work on repairing and securing our country, because when the planet of war, Mars, turns retrograde in September, there'll be more challenges that we may never have imagined coming. But on these specific days, July 14th and 15th, we have a chance to diffuse things, and maybe all of us, no matter what side people are on, maybe can communicate in much more positive ways. On July 15th, I want you to watch your driving. There could be a lot of accidents out there, so be extra careful on those days. And on July 16th through the 20th, we are definitely going to see where our economy stands and what the COVID has done and some of the riots have done to the country. I'm encouraging everyone to keep a positive vibration and positive thoughts. Whatever is wrong with this country and needs to be fixed will be fixed in 2021. There is a point of peace coming, so I want you all to know that. And when everything is happening in this world, all the crazy stuff, I want you to think about this period in your life from a spiritual perspective. Why are you here in this specific time frame? Why were you born on this time to be on this earth plane now? Why did your soul choose to be here? And what can you do to help heal this world that's in a crisis? You know, many people are looking for guidance and support. And a lot of us are here to do that. You're going to be placed in the spot you need to be to assist the earth and humanity. And if you're feeling that call, well, it's going to get stronger. Times are going to get more intense as people are going to go through some pretty heavy adjustments. And many people are feeling insecure about their jobs, the COVID, the economy. This is being accentuated by Saturn opposing the moon in a few weeks. But we are already feeling these energies now. And many of us are realizing why we are here. A lot of us are questioning that. But some of you are frontliners, healers, caretakers, counselors, therapists, life coaches, friends, neighbors, community leaders, writers, musicians, radio hosts, artists, even astrologers. And maybe you don't hold any of those titles, but you're contributing in other ways that uplift your friends and family, that keep us moving along and trying to keep peace and harmony. But one of the biggest reasons that we're here on this earth plane at this time is to grow in love and to recognize that we're all connected, consciously and spiritually. We're all connected. And so these historical times and their patterns will show in your own astrology chart. Your chart's going to show you what your purpose is during this period. So I would definitely tune into astrology in the next couple weeks. It can help you a great deal. But the experiences that you're gaining now are part of your soul plan to work toward a greater awareness and consciousness for the collective. So when you understand what is happening is one part of your soul journey, maybe some of your worry and pain and anger may fade, knowing that we're going through something that will serve a higher purpose. Maybe to stop the injustices in the world, you know, perhaps to bring us closer together to what, and also to understand what really matters in life. I really believe there's a divine plan that will help us in some way to grow spiritually, to make better decisions as the direction of our lives, and to change the world as we know it for the better. You know, we're breaking down and rebuild our lives in our country. That's Pluto and Saturn. We must believe there's a higher power and a bigger reason for this crisis. So with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction causing much of the dramatic events in the world, there is going to be a huge transformation coming out of this. Pluto destroys to rebuild on a better foundation than we've had before. And you may find that there's a lot of friends and family who cannot see the crisis as an opportunity to grow. But if you're able to, then you are in a period of enlightenment. And you know what? You won't be able to change other people's opinions all the time, but you do have the power to choose how you feel, communicate, and how you think. And if you think of the problems as opportunities to change, you will eventually enter a place of peace. And when you have this peace within you, then you can spread the energy amongst your family and friends, community, and perhaps society as a whole. This is Maria Shaw, astrologer for the National Enquirer and Soap Opera Digest. Please join me at French Quarter Medium Maria Shaw on Facebook, and also sign up for my free newsletter, starscopes@mariashaw.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.